Pope Benedict XVI will open the Second Synod for Africa tomorrow with special mass in St. Peter's Basilica, inaugurating 3 weeks of discussion on justice, peace, and reconciliation on the great continent of Africa. Father Sean O'Leary is president of the Archbishop Dennis Hurley Peace Institute in South Africa. We spoke to him about his views of the synod.
Africa is portrayed, and rightly so, as a forgotten continent. It's also portrayed in a way that says Africans create their own problems. And there lies the first fallacy. African problems exist because of the world's greed and appetite for the resources that are in Africa. The solution to Africa's woes is to stop the subsidies in the West that keep Africa poor and open up markets on an equitable basis. Like, for example, at the moment, every cow in Europe is subsidized by $2 a day, and 900 million people in sub-Saharan Africa live on less than $2 a day. Now, these are the statistics that show that the rules of the game will not allow Africa to emerge from its poverty, its exploitation. But despite that, there's an awareness on the continent that you cannot expect people from the outside to actually liberate us. And that would be not from political issues, but from economic issues. And the real struggle in the whole human rights factor or world is one of an economic justice. And I think that's what we try to play a role in, that as a small peace institute in South Africa.